You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds features music and interviews with Summit Dub Squad, Saving Damsels, and Hillbilly Vegas. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. We cannot be broken. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. We've got a great show for you today. We've got music and interviews with J.J. Otero of Saving Damsels and Hillbilly Vegas, a band straight out of Oklahoma. But first, we're going to be giving it up for the Arizona-based reggae hip-hop band Summit Dub Squad and their latest release, The Beauty Way. Rockwired had a chance to speak with lead singer B-Dub and guitarist Hunter Redday, and you'll hear those interviews in just a few minutes. Summit Dub Squad is also on the bill for the 7th annual All That Culture Music of the Americas show, taking place April 27th through the 28th at the Press Room in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the very week of Gathering of Nations. Yours truly will be hosting, and you can check out more information on this very page. Here is Summit Dub Squad with the title track of their new CD, The Beauty Way.
the sky. The only salt water was falling from my eyes until I realized I'm a pretty nice guy. Now my star stays fly and my eyes stay dry. Do you wanna walk to the park with me? I know this cool kid who like to dance so free. We can practice big moves and we'll get on these. We walk through the trees and I'll get hit by fears. Lady,
body's moving like hands on bongos.
Follow me, Finn.
Tell you when the song goes.
Body's moving like
hands on bongos.
Follow me, Finn.
Tell you when the song goes.
Body's moving like
hands on bongos.
Follow me, Finn.
Tell you when the song goes.
That was Summit Dub Squad with the title track of their new release, The Beauty Way. Visit the band at their official website, www.summitdubsquad.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's frontman, B-Dub, regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at the press room.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it, making a trip out to New Mexico. Yeah, we try to hit up the surrounding areas. You know, head out to New Mexico and Colorado and California, and yeah, it's nice to get out of AZ, get out of Arizona for a little bit.
Absolutely. And you're going to be here week of Gathering of Nations. Ever been to a Gathering of Nations at all?
I haven't. No, this will be my first time. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that too, and being exposed to a big audience and getting to check out all the music and culture.
Well, it's a lot of fun, so, you know, enjoy yourself. I'm, you know, for first time ever. Wow, that's great. Well, like I've brought up with the rest of your bandmates, the CD that you guys have now is just, you know, fantastic. So, how do you feel about the finished work?
I'm really pleased with it. I mean, it's a really great, you know, eclectic collection of some different sounds, and you know, with all of our albums, it really, you know, kind of encapsulates, you know, a time period, you know, the past year and a half, you know, to 2 years. So yeah, we're really excited about it. Yeah, my son TJ Rock is on the album. He's got his own song on there, and yeah, it's a good collection. We're really proud of it.
Now, talk about the 2 years it took to make it. I mean, it's one thing to ask the other bandmates, but you're pretty much almost the focus of it. So, talk about the 2 years it took to make it.
I think, you know, when it comes down to, you know, the passing of a year or two, it just, you know, it goes by really quickly. You know, we put out an album, we do our CD release party, and then pretty much we're doing shows, like, pretty solid. So, you know, between doing shows and practicing and working and writing new material, you know, it really takes a good while for songs to develop, and we'll actually play songs out for, you know, 6 months to a year before we get down to recording them. So yeah, it just really gives the music a chance to mature and really find that place where it needs to go. So yeah, it's kind of a process. So it goes pretty quick, you know. We've been at it. We have three albums, and yeah, we've been at it for over 5 years now. So yeah, it goes pretty quick.
And the title of the CD, it's got a very interesting title. Talk about it.
The Beauty Way, it's based on Navajo or Diné culture, you know, the philosophy of, you know, being at one or being in harmony with nature. There's a lot of Beauty Way ceremonies and songs and chants that, you know, just really bring that respect, factor to, you know, to Mother Earth and, you know, just connecting with the universe in a very spiritual and harmonious way. So yeah, the Beauty Way is something that, you know, in Navajo culture you hear that term used quite a bit for different ceremonies. So in applying it to what we're doing, we're really trying to push forward that, you know, that harmony with nature. And we have a big issue in Flagstaff with, you know, the ski resort that's up on our sacred mountain. They've kind of pushed to the point of, you know, really, really disrespecting the mountain, you know, wanting to use, you know, filtered sewage water, reclaimed water to make fake snow and, you know, just different issues like that. So we really wanted to bring that to the forefront of, you know, just getting back to respecting nature and living in harmony.
Talk about the other members of the band and tell me what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
I think, to start out with, I'll go ahead and start with DJ So. He's kind of like the brains behind the, you know, as far as like, you know, the mastermind, the mix master, if you will. He really is great with, you know, he's kind of self-taught, you know, DJ, and he's getting really good with his sound equipment, and he produces our albums. We all work together on it, but technically he's pushing the buttons and really making it sound the way we want it to. So that's his main function. Also, he's a DJ, and he brings that real hip-hop sound with scratching records, and he's been playing keyboards. So yeah, that's kind of his role. He's kind of a real, you know, main foundation. And Hunter, he's great with, you know, with the vocals. He brings that, you know, indigenous, like native, you know, spirit to, you know, being Lakota and Navajo. And myself also, Navajo or Diné. So yeah, he brings that really, you know, rooted, you know, he plays rhythm guitar and Native American flutes and percussion. So yeah, he really brings that really rooted native vibe. Then we have Dub Dr. Paul on the bass. And he just loves to play bass. He loves roots music. He loves you know, soul and reggae and funk and, you know, hip hop. So yeah, he really, really holds down the bass lines for us. We've been working with a drummer. His name is Joey Dutton. We've worked with various drummers throughout the years. There's probably three or four that we've worked with. But, you know, that's, for us, it's been kind of an interchangeable position. Every drummer has their own style, and we've been able to call, we've been needing to call on a couple different drummers because of, you know, scheduling and stuff like that. But yeah, he's doing a really good job for us. Our former drummer, Ben Keller, is featured on the album, and also a drummer named Andre Blissett. So yeah, the drummer has been kind of an interchangeable piece. Myself, I'm kind of like, you know, I write a lot of the songs, I write a lot of the lyrics. A lot of the songs are collaborative, you know, between all of us, but a lot of them are, you know, lyrically and kind of the foundation I put together. I'm kind of, you know, I'm out there playing guitar and rapping and singing a lot of the songs, and then I'll play, you know, hand drums and other instruments. And then my son, he recorded a song at age 7, and, you know, when he's available, he comes and, you know, really drops down some great, you know, messages from the youth. So yeah, that pretty much rounds out the crew.
What drew you to music in the beginning?
In the beginning, I mean, I've grown up with music, like, as long as I can remember, and, you know, just singing along and dancing to Motown records and, you know, Jackson 5 and Prince back in the day, and, you know, so I've always had music as a strong point in my life, but it wasn't until, you know, halfway through college or something that I kind of picked up a guitar, and it was definitely, you know, reggae music, Peter Tosh, Bob Marley, you know, some of the classics, Burning Spear, Steel Pulse, some of that classic roots music, which is really driven by, you know, a message of, like, uplifting and spirituality and, you know, kind of standing up against the oppression and, you know, the injustices of, you know, minority cultures, this imperialistic way of thinking that has really suppressed, like, so many cultures. So it's kind of like a, you know, a spiritual riot, or, you know, just like a really strong, fierce message that really drew me to the music.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
The songwriting process, you know, it really varies from song to song. A lot of times I'll have, you know, just a catchphrase or an idea in my head. There's a song called Clown Medicine. That song is, you know, kind of like all different types of cultures have the, you know, this idea of a clown or a trickster, you know, that teaches people lessons. And when people get a little too arrogant, people a little too serious about life, the sacred clown will come in and, you know, just kind of like smear mud in their face so they realize that, you know, they're not all that important. So, you know, a song like that is very conceptual, and I just, you know, sit down and write verses for it. A lot of times I'll sit down with the guitar and I'll figure out the music first, and then we get a really strong melody, a really strong instrumental. And once I have that, I can really, you know, write the lyrics to fit the music. So, yeah, that's kind of the process. A lot of the songs are conceptual. So I'll have an idea, and then I'll know what I want to write about, and it's just a matter of, you know, just sitting down when the music hits me just right. So, yeah, that's kind of the process.
And with that being said, what songs off of this album resonate for you the most, and why?
I think I really feel like the song that I just talked about, Clown Medicine, is, you know, a really great song. It's, I really feel like the message, the idea of the clown and, you know, not taking life too serious, but also being there to kind of remind people of what's important, that really resonates with me. And also the music itself, I think it's, you know, it's reggae, but there's a different feel to it. So yeah, that song definitely, resonates with me a lot. And then there's a song by Hunter Redday. It's called Survive, and in that song I'm just doing some backup vocals and some hand drums, but it's based on the Nyabingi rhythm, which is a Jamaican, like African rhythm, that's just very rooted in, you know, the heartbeat and just, you know, the ancestors. It's, yeah, it's just a song of, you know, encouragement, you know, no matter what happens, we'll survive, our culture will survive, they'll never defeat us, and to all the people who have passed on, you know, just keep them in your hearts, and, you know, their spirits live on. So, yeah, those are two that I really relate to.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
I think just realizing that roots culture and roots music is something that's, you know, it's international. It's, you know, it's just every different type of culture has, well, every region has an indigenous culture, a roots culture, you know, whether it's European roots or Native American roots or African roots. But just, you know, just listening to the sounds and just really trying to just understand that we're trying to connect with those timeless beats, that timeless emotion and timeless feeling, you know, through the rhythms and the message. So just, you know, touching into something that's timeless, that's universal, and that is, you know, uplifting and connected to a higher, you know, a higher source. Higher source of inspiration.
Visit the band at their official website, www.summitdubsquad.com. From their latest release, The Beauty Way, here is Summit Dub Squad with Clown Medicine.
Strategy and throw away the plan. A sweater vest, a fumble tie, and laughter across the land. But every now and then it seems to get delirious, and people started taking things a bit too serious. You were just a laughing and now you're furious. Is there need for conflict? Oh, it makes me curious. Things a bit too serious. You were just a laughing and now you're furious. Is there need for conflict? Oh, it makes me curious.
Thank you. Oasis to make this dive a little less bleak. And my crew, I am the speecher. It was at Montel's on San Fran and Aspen when I was asking, when we go on with the loudspeakers blast. It's my task, man, to get the masses to try to resist dance. My fingers are clasping, the guitar strings poised to do my ting, while Mr. Eager Man sings while someone's cell phone rings. But no one can hear, cause the crowd and music are too loud. I can't tell if it's a smoke machine or is it a ganja smoke cloud. Behind a shroud of intelligent theatrics feels like trampolines and backflips. For the genius critics, half-wits, and the drunkards displaying whackness. To the brats who make their dads miss, and all those rappers who need practice. Back to rockstar antics, John Willis, my wish, so grant this. That life can bring, just love and sing and do that thing when dancing in the ring. The Shiva fire playing a tune, the coyote laughing. But every now and then things seem to get a little rough, and people for no reason start to acting way too tough. You were just out laughing and now you start to scuff. No fisticuffs when vibes are up. I think you've had enough.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for the intoxicating reggae groove of Summit Dub Squad and their new release, The Beauty Way. Rockwired also had a chance to speak with the guitarist, Hunter Redday, of Summit Dub Squad regarding the band's music, and here's how that interview went.
Well, it's a great CD that the band has here, and well, now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the finished work?
Well, you know, this is actually our third finished work, you know, in the making the last couple of years. You know, I guess, you know, with the CD, with the artwork, just how it kind of came together as opposed to our last two projects that we had going on. This, actually, I mean, you know, I think it's perfect timing, and I'm glad that somehow out there, miraculously, just out of the blue, just, you know, Booyah got invited to Gathering of the Nations, and now that we're able to actually just put the word out, put the music out there through the Native communities. I mean, you know, when we first got together, our whole basis, I mean, you know, we definitely make music pertaining to, you know, all races of people, but, you know, the Native flair and the Native part is coming. I mean, you know, that being, you know, there's two Natives in the band. I mean, our whole purpose of the group wasn't necessarily, it was for to make music, conscious, positive music for all people of the world. But now that we're getting, you know, into, you know, the Gathering of the Nations and not opening a whole other world like that, I mean, I think it's for me, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, because that's a whole another realm of opportunity, and also, you know, the Beauty Way, the title says itself. You know, I mean, it's for people of the world, but definitely, you know, trying to walk in beauty, trying to maintain the balance, and, you know, sign of the times. And I'm glad that you know, finally making it somewhat, you know, making our journey out of you know, I mean, we definitely tour a little bit here and there, but like I said, this is going to be the first time that for Native people, for Native eyes, and you know, I'm glad and grateful that it's actually finally coming out to people, you know. Because there's only so much you can do, you know, outside the Native community, for sure. I mean, it is a tough business, but, you know, without us really trying, you know, just, you know, the message and the music, I mean, you know, I think it's just, like, all perfect timing, and I'm very grateful that this opportunity has arisen. Yeah, definitely, you know, it's for Native people, for people of the world, but definitely, you know, trying to shed some light and positive vibes to all the communities as much as possible, and what better time than now, you know. Opportunity here.
And 2 years is quite a long time to put a CD together. What was the, you know, I mean, was it simply a matter of just getting the recording right, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we finally, you know, with our little studio that we finally kind of been putting together the last, well, you know, it's hard to say when. I mean, we've all been connected as friends in the group for quite some time outside of the Summit, but before we even became the Summit Dub Squad, we've known each other for quite some time, and we've always been involved with the musical projects together, you know, whether it be, you know, hip-hop or just some different stuff. So the studio in itself was someone in the making, and 3-4 years ago, yeah, in the last 2 years, it's been solidified now, where, you know, we've invested a lot of our money back into making it up and running, and now that it kind of has, I mean, last year we definitely had songs ready to be recorded, but, like, of course, with, like, life and daily stuff, you know, and families and stuff. This time around, the Beauty Way CD, because the first two previous, we dished those puppies out real quick, miraculously enough. We just had the fire burning, and we were just like, well, not a whole lot going on. I mean, you know, the gigs kind of slowed down, and we just, you know, we had all this recording equipment, and we just, you know, last previous two prior to this one, we just kind of dished out. We just kind of took advantage of you know, what was influencing and inspiring us around us here in our community of Flag and around the world. And for the Beauty Way, it was definitely layered out before we actually started recording it. I mean, we knew titles of the songs, we had ideas of songs were already ready to be recorded. We just kind of, last year, it just kind of started getting really hectic for everyone in the band to actually really come together and start the recording. So we kind of just started doing it, tracking it individually, and throughout the summer and stuff, we would go in there on our days off, whoever was around. And so this Beauty Way album came together in that way. But
the idea and the foundation was there from the very beginning. So it was kind of like the blueprints and everything, like how we wanted it was already kind of visioned and laid out prior to actually, because, you know, without us not really being all together this time around, we made do with the amount of time that we could make it happen, and we just put in as much work as we could individually. And it just took a little bit more time just because, you know, our bass player's in school, he's going to doctor school, and, you know, we all have our families and day jobs and stuff that we just kind of got overwhelmed a little bit. So we just, when we could, we definitely made it happen. And I think having that whole year last year, you know, just kind of taking time as much as we could on it, you know, it kind of helped it more so, so to speak, because, you know, the album was ready to go really before we even started recording it. I mean, we started playing a few of these songs live as much as we could, but all last year we just kind of tended just to come around and you know, really just, you know, put as much effort as much as we could for the time being, you know, and but we all definitely, you know, hearing the finished product and hearing all that, I mean, it kind of, you know, it seems like we're all together in a lot of those sessions, but in reality, it's like the heart and soul was always together, but physically, you know, we just kind of made it happen somehow in some way. You know, having this studio with us, you know, gives us access to kind of do, you know, take our time and be able to just, you know, we don't really have to depend on anyone anymore. You know, we all got the power in our hands now, you know, and we can pick and choose, and we can, you know, we know, you know, we're our own engineers. I mean, we just, you know, now we're at this point now for us where we just kind of having a studio allows us, enables us to kind of, you know, record when we want and how we want and take our time if we need, or if we're really in, you know, if we really just, you know, feel the calling to put out music as fast as possible, we can. So it does help to have that kind of studio thing there for sure.
Absolutely. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all get started?
Well, let's see. Well, like I said, mentioned before, we all knew each other for years and years here in Flagstaff, just around Andrew and B-Dub, who's half African American in Navajo, by the way. Those guys had a hip hop collective here in Flagstaff, positive hip hop for the kids and for the communities way back when, and they had a really good thing going on. They were touring all over, so I knew them, and that was a time, when I first came to Arizona about 15 years ago, one of the first people I met was actually Casper Lamatawa from Hopi Land.
Oh.
And when I first came to Arizona, you know, I saw the 602 perform, and I met Casper, and as a fan then, not knowing it then, as a fan then, took great interest in the fire that he was blazing late 90s, early 2000s, and didn't think anything about it then. But you know, the Creator has mysterious ways, and he has plans for us sometimes. And meeting him led me to, you know, playing with the 602 and kind of getting my start in the AZ reggae scene with Casper playing. I used to play percussions and you know, backup vocals and Native Flute when I first came. And so I was already kind of playing and touring with Casper then for quite a while, off and on, but first part full time pretty much. And so when I would, you know, my home has always been Flagstaff. I've been established since 98 here in Flagstaff, made it my home. But you know, when I met Casper, he kind of took me on the road for a while. And previous to Casper, I was playing with other friends, you know, because, you know, the circle is really smaller than we think it is. I mean, we, you know, people are scattered abroad, but, you know, it's sick separation of everyone, and people know each other from, you know, way back when. So I was working with other people that led me to playing with Casper. But when I started playing with him, I would, on my days off, I would come home, and Andrew and B-Dub, they were having this hip-hop thing here, and I used to be a big supporter, and I was a fan of them, too, and I used to just, you know, as friends in the community, I used to see them and support them as much as I could. And back in those days, never had any interest of starting a group then, and now it was kind of like one of these things that just kind of naturally happened in 2006 or 7. We kind of just, as for fun, we would get together just for fun, just, you know, when I had time off or you know, their whole little project. You know, people grow up and mature and move on, so, you know, sometimes groups, you know, fade away, but, you know, the fire with people's work, you know, always still burning. So they wanted to, you know, when we first started playing for fun in those days, we just kind of would just talk around the idea of actually maybe kind of, hey, let's do, you know, let's do a dub collective of some songs. And, at that time, there was no drummer. It was just a drum machine, and they had already started kind of as a three-piece, bass, drums, and a drum machine. And when I joined, actually, a friend of ours that's on—he's on all of our albums. He's the drummer on the Beauty Way, Ben Keller. Actually, he'll be in Gathering with us. I knew him mutually as well, and he was kind of he wasn't really doing anything, but I know he was a great drummer, and I persuaded him to come out, and it took a while, but he came out. And, man, it was just one of these magical moments, as you say, like, because we were already just messing around in the garage for just for fun, you know, just kind of messing around. And and then I brought Ben over, and the next thing, and Andrew and those guys at the time didn't really know Ben all too much. I was really the only one that really kind of knew him. Everyone kind of knew him, but I was the closest to him. So I knew he was a great drummer, and no one really, I mean, people had seen him. They knew he could play drums, but the minute that first note we started playing, you know, it was just, as they say, it really was one of these things that just, you know, you couldn't deny. It just kind of it progressed from a very small spark, and in a matter of 4 years, you know, we've already been able to release three independent albums and just somehow miraculously been able to keep working, getting shows, and we get invited back to certain places, and it's just been one of these kind of things that kind of just magically just kind of happened, or maybe it was waiting for us. And so the early version of Summit Dub, maybe 2007, we, as all of us as a five piece, we just kind of started to really just focus all our efforts and whatever feelings we were feeling, you know, with life and stuff. Sometimes stress tends to try to override or get involved, but you know, we've been able to keep it at bay with the music, and it's ever since then, you know. Like 4 years, I mean, 4 years didn't seem like a long time, but it has been since we first came together as the Summit Dub Squad. And like I said, we got three independent albums out, and we've already been able to play, you know, up and down the coast a few times and network with people, non-native groups as well, but a lot of different native groups of all genres. And so I guess that was very, very much the beginning of the Summit Dub was literally 2007, but really before that, you know, because we've always known each other as individuals and as friends. The community and certain places and different scenes and stuff kind of like that. So our friendship goes back way before the Summit Dub, really about 10 years, but as the Summit Dub, more 4 or 5-ish, give or take.
Visit the band at their official website, www.summitdubsquad.com. From their latest release, The Beauty Way, here is Summit Dub Squad once more with The Three Storms, featuring Eric and Train.
Try real hard.
Much respect, collect your valuables, evacuate the tornado. When the hurricane's winds blow, it's best that you lay low. Feel the rush, hush, fresh up with this life force. My team is Jetstream, we're flying higher than condors. I make sculptures out of rock and roll boulders. Your friends should abort you, tell the story when you're older.
Three storms merge, power surge when we're swerving. We hang around heads that wrap tight like a turban. Blaze big herb, relax the nerve when I'm working. It's all in the reflexes, they call me Jack Burton. Train is the rain, third one out the storm. Big trouble in Little China, you've all been forewarned. Crack a jack climbing so precise when I'm rhyming. B-dub moves with the wind, A-Rex strikes like lightning.
Summer the storm, we're sun in the norm. When there's no sun anymore, it means we're gonna perform. Empower the cause, I gave you power like Nas. Do it now, plugging guitars and sound the alarms. When we strike up a tune, I'm enlightening you. each time we strike, it's like I'm writing for you, bringing the light. It's just me and my mic, out at night in the eye, with a key and a kite. We've been jamming, frankly I've been bout it. Got a buzz like summer dub, but I stay grounded. Flipping the switch, sending the gift, never give in, can't get better than this. I word it perfect and convert it, so current blowing circuits and surfacing on earth, circa 76. Out rapping with programmer, crowds like clouds, get loud and wild and start clapping like Thor's hammer. Our thunderous drums get a lot louder, you get shocked and knocked down like Doc Brown or the clock tower. Begin the raid against cowards and fake men, Mortal Kombat with Satan, got the powers of Raiden.
Get down, feel the wrath of the three storms. You've been pre-warned, clouds moving like a bee swarm. We come blasting like three-piece horns, it's the three storms. Feel the wrath of the three storms. You've been pre-warned, clouds moving like a bee swarm. We come blasting like three-piece horns, it's the three storms.
We have to gather our strength, because now there's clouds and thunder. An image of difficulty at the beginning.
But finally we shall bring order out of chaos. Order out of chaos.
All movement in the universe is caused by tension between positive and negative furies.
Coming up from the under, over the rumble of thunder, motivation is born from the pains caused by hunger. My platoon, monsoons like Flag Town in June, tidal waves swoon to swallow your pontoon. In a flash flood, pages with words so profound, my text is vortex, stays fresh, check the sound. Watertight flow, keep it slick like petroleum, take it back to 86, kids on linoleum, first up to the podium. I'm speaking my mind, blow out your speakers and tweeters, this flow is one of a kind. Green-eyed Asians are very hard to find, I'm old school like Wang, plus I stay on the grind. My kung fu rips and kicks, I flip strips when I spit, train strikes precise, I'm a dub, just makes hits. Working the night shift, we strike swift and rip 'em. Triple threat sets, I splash over the rhythm. Wisdom, wizards, we blaze big with sages. When three storms collide, we subside outside the pavement. Order out of chaos, making sense in this madness. We strike on the mic, bringing light like some matches. Too quick to catch this, I jab, stab, and grab shit. Cross the map, we leave tracks of a cracks, check the tactics. Flash flood the page, break like waves, float for days. Train, kill the name, let it rain on the stage.
Explosions, people flying in and out. That was not real. I want to talk to the cops. I want my truck back. Now where the hell am I?
Explosions,
people flying in and out. That was not real.
The three storms.
Feel the wrath of the three storms. You've been pre-warned. Clouds moving like a bee swarm. We come blasting like three-piece horns. It's the three storms. Feel the wrath of the three storms. You've been pre-warned. Clouds moving like a bee swarm. We come blasting like three-piece horns. It's the three storms.
He says it was the storms. The three storms.